Welcome to another interview, a World Internet Summit interview, and today I have two experts on the line, Paul O'Mahony and Mele Ponce, and these, this couple from, you know, from Peru and from Ireland, they're just this powerhouse force in social media, and I have some really clear reasons why you need to listen to them right now, and they are this. If you have not tried some social media, you need to. If you don't know what social media is, you need to know what it is. And this call was simply, you know, maybe to whet your appetite to the reasons why you must get involved. And, you know, so on this call, I want to see if I can get some good answers for you. And also maybe even make it simple to understand what this whole social media thing is. Paul, I'm going to go to you first, my man. What is social media? Why do we need to know it?
Hi, Brett. What is social media? Well, the funny thing about social media is a lot of people think this is something that has only emerged in the last 2 to 3 years. But actually, social media has been with us for maybe over 2,500 years, which surprises a lot of people. Social media is just a means of communication between people that are attempting to socialize. So from when the postal service first started back 2,500 years ago, like I say, that was the actual, the first formation of a kind of a social media network as such. What's brand new to people is social media networks like YouTube, like Twitter, like Facebook, which are a new format of actually allowing people to socialize and communicate together. So it continues to change, but it's just the mediums that are changing, allowing people to socialize in a quicker, more effective and faster way.
So if I'm not wrong then, you know, the internet used to be where a visitor would go onto a website, they'd read the website, they might play a video on the website, play some audio, and they might maybe leave a post. What we're talking about now is a trend, a very strong trend, towards people wanting to interact. Am I correct?
Yes, very much so. Very much so, Brad.
All right.
It just allows people to interact in a format that just isn't possible in any other way, where you can actually subjectively contact people. So rather than the old method of looking for something online where you type something into Google and you get an objective perspective, you know, say somebody appears in the top 10 of Google, so that's why you're going to look at it. With social media, you actually will look at somebody's review of a particular product or what they thought about a particular service or place. So it's a much more powerful means of interacting between people and also in trying to advertise and basically get your products out in front of people.
And there is the powerful angle right there. We do love to be advised by our friends, people we like, people we trust, people maybe even we know remotely. Their opinion means a lot more than a company saying it about themselves, and that really is the most amazing angle when we're looking at it from a business perspective. Mele, let me ask you, why do you think that our listener right now need to consider social media in terms of making money on the internet?
Hello, Brett, and thank you for the interview. Social media should be considered almost by everyone that wants to not just make money online, but maybe wants to have a home business. Social media involves about a billion people around the world. And if we can imagine that there are people that are interested almost in anything that are on social media. So making money online through social media is not difficult. Why? Because if you can fulfill somebody's needs, then that person will pay for what you have. So it's a lot simpler than what people expect. Making money on social media is just listening what people want. And if you do have or you could affiliate to something that people need, then you can start even getting commission for that. You don't need to have your own product, your own website. You don't have to have anything already done. So you can start immediately right now by just seeing what people are talking about on social media and then look for that type of product, affiliate to it, and suggest it to them. So it's basically a lot more simple than people expect.
Yeah, I like that. You said it's listening to what people want. And then in a roundabout way, you said basically it's helping them to get what they need. And you can refer that person to someone else's site, and if they happen to buy that, you can collect a commission on a sale. And what I also like about what you guys are saying is that the traffic you almost don't need to be concerned about traffic, because the traffic can come a lot easier than what it used to be in the past. Like, you're not having to pay for Google advertising, let's say, in order to get visitors to a page. In the social media way of things, it's much more automatic. It's not fully automatic, right? But it can be made automated. Would you agree?
Exactly, yes. You can automate almost anything on social media.
Very good. All right. So now I want to listen now to sort of, I'm assuming they're going to have a bit of a grasp on what you're saying right now. Now, what can we do? What can our listener do right now to at least start and explore social media on the internet and turn that into a business? What advice can you give our listener right now?
Okay, well, it's a lot simpler than you think. We all hear about take action when you want to get started online. And what that normally means for people is they'll have to go about figuring out how to set up a website, create a website, and learn some of these tools, which anybody can understand after a while, after putting in a lot of effort. To social media, it's actually a lot more straightforward than that. You just go online and sign up for an account in the likes of Twitter or Facebook, just even to get started. And they really make this, they really dumb it down and make it very simple for anybody, because their whole purpose is to get more and more people on their networks. So if you just go to either twitter.com or facebook.com, or ideally both, and just sign up for an account and have a think about what kind of audience that you want on your account. Who do you want to target? What kind of problems do you want to solve, I guess? And no matter who you are, you're going to be passionate about something or another. So what you can do from there then is start to build your accounts with people who will actually be interested in what you have to say. What I mean by that is you can put yourself up there as an expert in a particular subject. Even if you're not, you don't consider yourself an expert right now, you can still, by you building yourself a big enough social network, you will be considered an expert, believe it or not, because you will be the go-to person to share solutions with people, even if you haven't come up with the solutions yourself. So what I would suggest is, like I said, open a Twitter account and start to target people within Twitter who are interested in your subject, and then do the exact same with Facebook. Open a Facebook account and join some groups that are actually involved in what you're interested in. And automatically, your Facebook account, you will start to be friends, will start to add you because you're in the groups that they're interested in. So you will actually start to build automatically a friend list in the subject that you're interested in. And that's just a very straightforward way of getting started. Then what you can do is just go on to the likes of clickbank.com, where you can affiliate to products, like you mentioned earlier, Brett, that people will be interested in, so that you can solve their problems in that particular field.
All right, so we can go along to Twitter, and listen, can go to Twitter right now, and they can join up nice and easy, and it's free, and then they can search for something, a subject matter. Is that what you're saying, Paul?
Yes. Exactly, Brett.
All
exactly.
Right. And all they're doing at this stage is not to make money first up. It's to try and find other people who are interested in that subject matter and to maybe join in the conversation that they are having at the time. Sure?
Correct.
Yes, and basically what they can do, I mean, straightforward, so they can do it right now. For Twitter, for example, they can go to search.twitter.com, because most people would think, how do I find the people that need something? You go to search.twitter.com. And you just type, for example, this is an example Paul was used, weight loss, and I need to lose weight. And you're going to get a list of people that are actually asking for help on how they can lose weight. And that's just an example. You can look for people that are interested in any niche. And all you have to do is just contact that people directly and recommend them maybe an affiliate product from ClickBank for a diet or any other product you affiliate to. And in Facebook, it's very straightforward too. You don't need to have any contacts or anything either, neither for Twitter to do that. All you have to do is look for pages and groups on that niche. So, for example, weight loss. And you will find pages of thousands of people that are looking for a solution to lose weight. And the same in many other niches. So you don't actually need to even have a lot of contacts in Twitter or Facebook to start making money online.
Ah, very good. All right, so that's a nice, easy start. Whether it's Twitter or Facebook, they can search for groups, and then once they might have, you know, established themselves, or at least maybe had a bit of a practice over maybe a period of a week, let's say, getting comfortable with it, they might then just try and maybe suggest that a certain product was fairly good. All right, now I guess, you know, some people might say, well, hold on, I don't know anything about the product. How can I go out there? How can I recommend people to do this stuff when I haven't done it before? These are people who may not have actually had a business before, you see, and maybe have you have some objections or concerns about recommending products that they haven't purchased or bought before, right? Whereas you, I think you see them as an almost like a store. If I go into a bookstore in the real world, I don't expect the owner of the store to know all about all the content of every single book. But he or she can recommend a certain book to solve a problem, true?
Exactly. And another thing is that we always know people around us that have tried something, a diet or any product. So we can start recommending the products that we already know. Like, for example, any software we use, we always affiliate to, and we recommend it. So even, I'm sure everyone knows a friend that used something, a friend that bought something that is good. Most websites nowadays on a product, at the end of the website, it says affiliate. It doesn't even have to be from ClickBank. You can affiliate to almost any product nowadays.
Mm, yeah, amazing stuff, and very, very easy, very, very doable. Now, you know, the listener...
There's just a couple of things. Oh, sorry, Brett.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Just one other thing with that. Like, blogging is a big part of social media too, and if whatever niche that you're interested in, let's stick with weight loss, all you have to do is join a blog or a forum that's related to that, and you'll very, very quickly be able to go in there and check out reviews on particular products using social media the way it's meant to be. So you can actually get subjective testimonials from individuals who have tried particular products, so that you can certainly get a nice feel or a nice comfort level for that particular product. Obviously, you could also use it yourself. And one final thing is, in the likes of ClickBank.com, if you're choosing a product that's within the top 5, it wouldn't be there if it has a high refund rate. So quite simply, ClickBank makes sure that any product that's up in the top 5, if there's a high refund rate, they just take it out of there, because it doesn't make the owner money and it doesn't make ClickBank money. So if it's up in the top 5, chances are it's quite a very good product.
Yeah, great point to make there, that, you know, when you go to ClickBank, if you haven't been there listening, you should go there right after this call and check it out. A place where you can select products. It's like going to Kmart and choosing to sell one of Kmart's products on their behalf, and you make the commission when you sell one. But yeah, Paul's right, that it's on a ranking system, so that you can pick one at the very top of the list, knowing that it's a quality product. It has a track record. Very, very good. Now, Paul and Millie, I don't mind which one answers this one, but a lot of people might say, well, hold on, why isn't everybody doing this? You guys are making it look so simple. All I've got to do is go into these sites for free and start recommending products. Why isn't everybody doing this?
Well, I think the simple answer for that is when you go to these events like the likes of World Internet Summit, which would be the top event in the world for internet marketing, everybody in the room assumes that everybody outside of that room also knows what's being discussed. But what they don't realize is that the people on the stage are absolute experts in this field, and that really so few people know what you're lucky enough to learn in the likes of those rooms. You know, it's just amazing. Millie and I, neither of us had heard about internet marketing before March, April 2009. So that's what, just under, well, it's not that long ago, basically. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, you very quickly assume that everybody knows this stuff, and they really don't. People go on social media to just socialize. They don't realize that there's such an amazing opportunity out there. So again, I would say to them, please stop asking, well, why isn't everybody, a lot of people do that, well, why isn't everybody doing that? And we just say, if you stop asking why and just actually start focusing on doing it and worrying about why later, that's how you can start making money, and very, very good money very quickly with social media.
Yeah, very good points.
Many people think the social networks are very well known. Facebook is very well known, but for example, Twitter. I mean, I worked on IT. I spent my hours and hours on the internet since I was 14, maybe, and I never heard of Twitter before. Before, just 2 years ago, I never heard of Twitter, and I spent my entire day online. So some things that are very simple and very obvious are not known by 90% of the people in the world. It's just amazing.
Yeah, very good. That's right. We tend to think that once we discover something, everybody else must know it as well. And that's just not the case. And this is now, you know, a fantastic opportunity for our listener to just go out there and try this stuff. It's free. It's exciting because it's, you know, it's very brand new in most circumstances we consider to be very brand new. It's fairly easy. I mean, really, it doesn't get much easier. You know, in the past, I've been teaching this stuff since 2004. We'd be teaching people to go and create their own websites and learn HTML coding and things like that because they had to. And now they just don't need to, and it's very, very exciting. Let's talk about what sort of success can people have? And, of course, what we recommend is, you know, you've got to try the stuff out for yourself. We cannot tell you that you're going to achieve any sorts of sales. What we know is that if you can get in front of a market, people who want something, and you can help them get that something, you can collect money in between, and that's a very, very simple business plan. But let's give our listener maybe something to focus on and think about. What sort of income can be earned, the lowest to the highest that you guys have heard or experienced yourselves? What's your take on that?
Okay, well, the lowest is obviously a flat zero. We'll start with that. But I have to say, and this is very interesting, anybody that we have that have learnt these tactics and haven't made money from us, they'll openly come to us with a kind of a coy smile, and we say, well, why aren't you making money? Did you do what we said? And it's a simple answer. It's no. You know, we just didn't get around to it, or I didn't do it. I think, Brad, to answer your question, I mean, when I listened to a lot of internet marketers at the start, they said it took them a year or 2 years to make even their first dollars online. Now, social media has just blown that out of the water. I mean, in our case, I know Millie and I, we were making sales within less than a week from getting started, from absolutely zero. The same with a number of our testimonials. They range from making $1,000 a month to up to $5,000 to $10,000 a month from social media. And these would be people who just learned it within the last 12 months. There's also people then that go and do entire businesses out of that. And I mean, there's no limit on how much earnings they can make doing the exact same thing, getting some clients on board, teaching them exactly what we teach them. And they can charge anything up to £2,000 to £5,000, or that will be $8,000 per month, you know, and you decide how many clients you want. It's just an incredible opportunity for people to really have unlimited earnings monthly. It really is up to them, Brett.
Yeah, Millie, what's your take on that?
I would say by seeing what our students have done, it ranges from the first month from $1,000 to $3,000. I mean, just seeing what our students, not what we did, but our students are doing. And many of them, as Paul said, are doing their own business on giving consultancy to companies and local businesses on how to take advantage of social media, and they get paid. We have a student from Norway. He actually came all the way from Norway to our masterclass in London. And after only 3 days of learning this, now he's paid £10,000 teaching this in Norway.
Wow. I mean, those are amazing figures. So let me just make sure our listener understands completely. There is two ways to make money using this social media, a concept which Paul and Millie are talking about now. You can, refer products on the internet or sell your own by using the social media networks. Or the other thing they're talking about here is actually because we're in such a phase, you can actually have another opportunity there to teach others, or to not, if you don't teach them, you can to others so they can get the benefit of your knowledge. And so what you want to do when you're in business, and I'm sure Millie and Paul would agree, when you're in business, your goal is to have a competitive advantage. And right now there is this huge opening that we have a huge demand for people to want to, business owners to want to be able to use the internet to make money, and a huge lack of knowledge of how to do it. And so the people that I train, Paul trains, Millie trains, are all going through this process of, well, we have some knowledge now, and you can actually consult using that knowledge. So there's two massive ways to earn income. And Paul and Millie are saying that people are doing this right now. And one of their customers from Norway making $10,000, did you say, Millie, a month for doing that?
Yep, $10,000. He's paid by companies in Norway teaching them how to use social media for promoting the business.
Yeah, so very, very powerful stuff, and I want you to be aware of this. So you're listening to me right now, you've got to get involved and check out what Paul and Millie are talking about. There are so many opportunities. Now, obviously, we cannot cover them all right here. Now, Paul and Millie, you're going to be speaking at a World Internet Summit really soon. Can you tell us what sort of other information can our listener learn when they come and see you live?
Well, we kind of break it down for people so they really understand the benefits of it, first of all, so that they know why they're there, why they're listening to us, and why they absolutely must get involved. Like in a number of cases, I think we had a testimonial just like this. We just finished speaking this weekend. and we got testimonials of people who had already made money from just a couple of small tips that we gave in our presentation. So you can expect to be in a position to be able to apply the knowledge that you gain from our presentation immediately. That will actually set you up in a position that you could start making money as soon as that night, believe it or not. That might sound like hype, but it's actually true, and it just happened again this weekend.
Very exciting.
And it's like what happened in the previous in the World Traffic Summit, Brent, where we actually gave them some tips and they were building their list straight away.
This is it, Millie. I mean, you, the listener may not have known this, but you have spoken for us at another one of our events called World Traffic Summits, where we put Paul and Millie to the test. We said, okay, you reckon you're so good? Create a business on the spot and show us how much we can, you know, show us how we can actually build a list of subscribers. And you did an awesome job. Over 1,500 subscribers in just about 2 or 3 days, all from using social media, and it was fantastic. And as you say, people have now come out of that and they're making money within a few hours. Some people within a few hours. It's incredible stuff.
Yes, that was incredible. That was great to be able to help people in such a little amount of time.
All right. Well, I think what our listener wants to know is, you know, if they can come and talk to you guys at the event, brilliant. That would be very, very exciting for them. They can get you to answer their questions and also to see you on stage. And it's riveting stuff. And we cannot wait to see you again at World Internet Summit. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Brett. And yep, we'll be delighted to speak to anybody there if they want to catch us in one-to-one or even to interview us to get their own business going. That's absolutely no problem. We love to interact with people and talk to them.
Brilliant.
And I personally am delighted to go back to Australia. I just loved it.
Yes, and thank you, Millie. It's Australia's great. Glad to have you back because you bring such a fresh approach to internet marketing. We love it at World Internet Summit. Can't wait to have you on stage and look forward to seeing you there. Thank you again.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.